close match, three setter.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I was, you know, eager to play better, and that's what I was focused on, to you know, finish season on a, with a good matches and a good match. So it happened like that, and you know, happy with my performance today. I was also close, you know, in the match when it was pretty important at the beginning of the third set. I felt Stan just dropped his level at the end of the second set and the beginning of the third, so I had big chance there to make that bigger gap, and you know, but unfortunately I didn't play well after that few games, especially the serve. I didn't make any 3 points and missed just some easy balls, so that was unfortunate. But you know, overall, you know, satisfied with tennis.
Marin, can you tell us a little bit about what this year has been for you, the year 2014? Not too much about right now, but the whole year, the comeback, and then what happened to you?
Well, I would say a big breakthrough, and as often, these first steps are most important, and you know, this year has been a great experience in different ways, you know, from tough matches to great successes, and experienced that on different levels, and now to finish the year over here, it's I think extremely important for me for next year too. I am you know, extremely satisfied, of course, where my game has developed, and I feel that, you know, for next year it's going to be also a bit easier, considering the draws that I'm going to be getting, and with the status of being seeded, it's going to be easier to have a few more matches, which is, I feel, for my game, very important, and confidence-wise, that gives me more confidence in my game. So I believe even next year, and I'm hoping, of course, that next year can be even better.
Yep. A lot of players, over here, Colin. A lot of players have found it difficult to re-find the consistency after their first Grand Slam title. What has been difficult for you? What have been the challenges? And to what extent has Novak been able to give you any advice to see you through this period?
I felt just after the... I mean, looking back now towards US Open, you know, emotional-wise, body has been a little more tired, and also end of the year I played many matches. I don't think I ever played this many matches, and now in the last few weeks I start to feel that the body is more open for injuries, and I was having a little bit trouble with my arm, and also even pulled my stomach muscle a little bit in the first match, but so overall it's part to organize that and to be able to organize that a bit better. And I mean, with Novak, I just spoke when I was with him in Beijing. He just friendly advice he gave me that I'm, you know, also taking care of the media obligations. Of course, it's going to be much more now and in the future, that you know, I'm still focused on what I have to do.
Marin, do they ask you what changed after you winning a Grand Slam in your daily life? But you answered more career-wise. I'm asking about your daily life, the requirements, the media, the sponsor deals. Mm-hmm. I'd like you to go through that. And also, I have a specific question related to your answer. You are 1.98 meters. So does that kind of height require specific precautions with the trainers? As far as you know, compared to a not as tall player?
Concerning the first question, I have my own team. I think everybody's doing their job at the top, and that brought me to the top and brought me to win the Grand Slam. So with these things, the new things, it's I think gonna be taken care of it in the future even better. I feel it's still good. and I was able to still focus on my game and, you know, not to think too much about bad and difficult parts of being a Grand Slam champion, only positive things, and I'm enjoying that, and that's a huge motivation for moving forward. And for the other question, you know, it's difficult to say. I would say that for the taller guys like me, when I'm feeling good on the court with movement, I'm feeling the best in my game, because the other parts are always going to follow. And I always played the best when I was moving the best, and so with that, of course, we are maybe more vulnerable in difficult situations, but I was pretty good with, you know, free of injuries more or less during my career, so that was a positive part. I don't think, you know, still everybody has some problems, issues, it just depends on the body.
Marin, this journey you took this year with Goran Ivanišević, can you tell us what he brought, not only on the court, also off the court?
It was, I think, just the relationship that we have. It's a very friendly relationship. Goran is also Croatian and very easygoing, and he is there really to help me. And you can also see when he's watching that he's in there every point. So that gives me always you know, some extra motivation and confidence that I give few extra percent. I believe that's very important between the player and the coach. And you know, off court, I'm feeling you know, with just basically with my old team, I'm feeling much more relaxed than in the past, and that helped me to be better on the court. Also the things off the court are always connected with things on the court.
Last two, please, Anna.
Marin, the celebration of your US Open win was obviously a big festive occasion back home. I think I read that 30,000 people were there. But it was also, there was some controversy due to the presence of the singer Thompson. And I know that you weren't happy that the regional media shifted focus sort of away from the happy part to that immediately after, but I still have to ask, are you familiar with the songs of his that sort of earned him a negative reputation and criticism? Can you understand why some people might be surprised or upset to see you with him?
If you have some questions about tennis, I'll be happy to answer, but for this, I have no comment.
You've played both Roger and Stan recently. Do you have any idea or thoughts on how that match would go tomorrow?
I haven't played with Roger since US Open, but I felt today with Stan that he maybe still isn't at his best shape due to dropping in his level of the game. Of course, his losses in the last couple of months probably put some scar into it, but, you know, Stan is always very, very dangerous, so it's going to be interesting match. They are always playing interesting matches and close encounters, but, you know, I feel that Roger has been playing a little bit better.
Thank you.
Thank you.